And she said, that's a picture of Christ, supposed to be a picture of Christ. Well, she began to tell him about Christ and all, how he died for him and how he must had as much chance to be saved as we did and all that and so. And how he died upon the cross and all. And when she got through, he looked at him and said, Miss Becky, he sure was a piece of a man, wasn't he?
Mm.
And so, to make a long story short, Becky, she talked to him right there, mm-hmm. and he couldn't read and write hardly, but anyway, we moved away from there, and meantime, I heard that Bob went to Korea to the war, and so we was going back through there several years ago, and I said, let's go by and see where Bob is, see if we can find Bob. And so went in there and he says, he stays. They don't say Lily, say he stays right across the railroad.
Mm-hmm.
Went over there and there's a brick house, beautiful brick house made, built. And I left my card there. And he says, where to call him? And he called me up long day. He says, is this Mr. I said, yes, said, this is Bob. He says, you and Miss Becky showed it helped me a whole heap when I was living down there. I said, I got a whole parcel of children now. And said, I'm a deacon in the Baptist church.
Oh.
I'm a brick mason making $7 an hour.
Mm, wow.
And he was making $10 or $12 an hour now.
But mm-hmm.
That's been several years ago. But that's just one of the things you might say that we've done, that we've...
Mm-hmm.
Just come in contact with. We've been helping boys and out of our camp there. There's another boy we took when he's 16 years old, and we took him in the courts. He's rough as he could be. They couldn't even do anything mm-hmm. with him, and so we took him out to Highland and live in our home. And
mm-hmm.
first thing we bought him was a horse. And he had the camp out there. I got the wildest horse I could find. He'd ride him, he'd throw him, he'd ride him. So then he stayed with us a year. Then he went to stay in a boy's home a year. And finished 11th grade, and he went in the Marines. And the Marine, he got so rough, the Marines wouldn't have him. They gave him a dishonorable discharge. Mm-hmm. And he went to doping and doing everything looked like it was wrong. So. But about 2 years ago, he's working off his offshore drilling company out from New Orleans. He said he thought about, how things we taught him and all, how we taught him. And so he said he's going to quit what he's doing, his drugs, and he spend his money just having a big time. And so he said he's coming home. So he came to this boy's home where he started out, and then. And he cried for a week. He just mm-hmm. cried. He's a 24-year-old boy. Mm-hmm. And finally, he kept praying, and he said, all of a sudden, it seemed like the whole room lighted up. And then he said he felt the Lord called him to preach. So, and now my wife has said, we're sending him to Kentucky Mountain Bible Institute. It's up in Kentucky Mountains.
Mm-hmm.
And we're paying his tuition, and he's going to make a Methodist preacher now.
Oh, that's wonderful.
And you don't know, we thought for a while we'd lost him. We thought we just lost him mm-hmm. altogether. You come in contact people like that. Sometimes you lose them, sometimes you don't. But I'm going to a funeral, a little boy, tomorrow, Friday. I'm supposed to preach a funeral. This little boy, he was a little bitty kid when we knew him, about 3 years old, 4 years old, and he comes, spends summer with us. And